Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan. Nancy Pelosi in South Korea. However, we learn from the hours that the speaker was on Taiwan and then the days before that the PLA, Navy, and Air Force have been practicing in a fashion that is meant to be deliberately belligerent. I read from the CNN report. Within minutes of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landing, China said it would immediately begin, quote, a series of joint military operations around the island, including long-range live ammunition in the Taiwan Strait. Gordon Chang is with me, and we're joined by our colleague Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick, a very good evening to you. You've been watching the hardware, the software, and the tactics and the logistics on the Taiwan Strait for years. Is there anything that breaks a pattern in these last days? Any new warplanes, any new ships on the sea, any demonstration of missiles or artillery that are out of keeping? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The trend for the last 5 years has been to increasingly encircle Taiwan ever closer. And this, in a sense, breaking with the pattern of the last 5 years, actually puts the PLA to conduct joint missile, air, and naval exercises in six locations around the island that for the first time really impinges on actual Taiwanese territory and also threatens Japan's southernmost Ryukyu Islands, a small group known as the Sakishimas, a clear indication that in a war with Taiwan, China will occupy these Japanese islands, further challenging United States alliances in the region.
What of warplanes? Anything new?
In the last month, China has started using its new Y-20 uniform aerial tankers. This is a huge force multiplier for the PLA. And since May, or starting in May, the PLA has begun to practice joint naval carrier-based air power exercises combined with land-based air power. This has happened for the first time starting in May, and I expect that will happen to some degree in all six of the exercise zones.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, what does Taiwan and what does the United States do with regard to these live fire zones which impinge on Taiwan's territorial water? It would seem to me, in the first instance, that this would be an argument for the United States to pre-position equipment, supplies, munitions on Taiwan to avoid the effect of the blockade. But what do you think everyone should do?
Well, in the immediate analysis, Gordon, the real question is, how close will Taiwanese and American forces get to the Chinese forces? We're not yet shooting at each other, but we do exercise freedom of the air, freedom of the seas. When the Liaoning carrier deployed to an area east of Taiwan in May, a Japanese aircraft carrier, small aircraft carrier, was very close to the Chinese activities. How close will we get? Indeed, yes, endangering raising the possibility of actual live fire incidents between the forces, but it's an ideal opportunity for Taiwan, Japan, and the United States to observe Chinese operations up close. But for the long term, yes. This is the clearest Chinese telegram that they are going to war over Taiwan. So yes, we should be undertaking a massive airlift to Taiwan right now of all the munitions that they will need to fight for months. We should be revamping our deployments in Asia, deploying tactical nuclear weapons with the permission of Japan and South Korea, and producing the nuclear tactical nuclear armed cruise missiles that President Biden opposes.
Rick, the presentation right now is exercising elements that we've seen before, and as you say, exercising in a way that talks about geography. But there is no report of the massing of troops or the massing of barges or the massing of ships to cross the Taiwan Strait, which would be a shooting gallery in the first hours and days of a conflict from both sides, from all sides, and landing an operational, functioning operational military, boots on the ground, is extremely hazardous. We know this from 80, 70 years ago. To my knowledge, the Chinese, the PLA has never pulled it off. What are we looking for if there was to be an imminent attack, say comparable to the massing of several hundred thousand troops around Ukraine that we witnessed in December and January?
John, in my opinion, the PLA has also been practicing to make its mobilization of airborne forces and seaborne forces extremely rapid and very stealthy. They've probably deployed most of these forces. They've been deployed near jump off points for many years. But if there was to be a war, much more would be happening. Not just the cyber attacks that we've seen reported in the last 24 hours, but a massive barrage of missile and air strikes, not just against the Taiwan military, but also against the American military forces in Japan and Japanese forces as well. That barrage would be massive. They would want to take out Taiwan's defenses to the maximum degree possible before trying to secure a shore or airport invasion embarkation points or debarkation points. But once they secure shore landing zones and airports, they are going to just pour in troops. They will pour in millions of combat and occupation forces. It will make D-Day look like a picnic.
So you, at this point, there is information that China will attack homeland Tokyo and the U.S. fleet based in Tokyo and Korea at the same time, and they're taking out a lot of enemies.
If they decide to go to war, John, they know that they have to take out American forces. They have to neutralize our ability to respond. Now, they will have help very likely from nuclear missile armed North Korea. But we should be under no illusion. President Trump's decision to get out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty to allow us to begin to deploy theater nuclear missiles was long overdue. And if the Biden administration does not now decide to accelerate the production of theater nuclear armed missiles, we may not be able to deter a Chinese attack against Taiwan. We may be facing a future in which we are fighting two wars, in Europe against Russia and in Asia against China.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rick, if China were to invade Taiwan, probably India would try to retake some territory in Ladakh and the Himalayas. What you've just outlined is a general conflict in East Asia and South Asia as well, because you then would have South Korea, Japan, the United States, maybe Australia and India involved in conflict with China. Does China actually think that it can prevail against all of those adversaries?
Gordon, in my opinion, the PLA has become drunk with the short war fallacy. They have amassed such an arsenal of missiles and airstrike platforms that they believe that if they strike with complete surprise, that they can force the United States and Taiwan into surrender, into a path of surrender, force the United States to leave its alliances with Japan and South Korea, and begin to use Taiwan as a military base for global power projection. They actually believe this. We have not done enough to disabuse them of these beliefs. We have precious little time to arm Taiwan, build up its military stocks, and deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Asia to convince the Chinese that no matter what they send to Taiwan, there will be enough weapons to blow them out of the water.
Does it suit the PLA at this point to have a gunfight in the Taiwan Strait as a demonstration? I note that they've avoided that for some years, but it would be easy to trigger.
They would probably welcome an incident that they could blame on Taiwan or American forces. It may be a complete lie, but they would certainly welcome a period of roving incidents with the United States. They know that a series of small defeats for the United States can potentially divide political support, shift the fortunes of political parties. They're not counting on outrage developing very quickly in the United States, possibly even Japan and South Korea, to the point that we begin a full mobilization for war. We're nowhere near that today. And our leaders are simply not thinking in terms of having to prepare for this possibility, but they really should be. And Americans should be demanding that their leaders think in these terms.
Yeah, what evidence do we have for that? It's called February 24th, 2022. Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.